愿你们平安。
May peace be with you all.
平安是主耶稣对我们的那个依恋，那个心意。
So peace is the will of our Lord to every one of us.
我觉得我们当主耶稣愿意给我们这个平安的时候，
so,
大家要做的是什么呢？
When we consider our Lord give us this peace, and then we got to question ourselves, what?Should I do?
很简单嘛。
Very simple.
接受这个平安。
That is to receive this peace.
事实上是这样。耶稣的复活。
Actually, the resurrection of Christ.
带来最重要的一个信息。
And bring forth a very important message.
就是平安。
That is peace.
从最终得释放。
And then we are liberated from the bondage of our sins.
死亡再不能够来控制我们。
So death will no longer have any power upon us.
那今天我跟大家思想一段的圣经。
So this afternoon we are going to ponder upon a passage.
记载在约翰福音14章。
According to Gospel John chapter 14.
我们知道在圣经里面约翰福音18章的时候是讲到耶稣被捉拿。
So we know that if we go back to John 18, go to John 18, and then we know that Jesus was seized by the evil man.
然后19章就讲耶稣受苦被钉十字架。
And then on 19, chapter 19, it talk about Jesus suffering and his crucifixion.
20章是讲耶稣复活。
And then chapter 20 talk about his resurrection.
21章是讲耶稣复活之后向门徒显现。
And then, chapter 21, Jesus appeared to his disciples after his resurrection.
然后呢，应该呢，就是22章，没有的哈，应该是22章是讲耶稣升天预备地方。
And then we can extrapolate it on chapter 22, which is not here, and about Jesus' ascension.
这是一个次序嘛。
So this is a sequence.
但是呢不是这样。
And, but the Bible doesn't go through this.
这个升天的这节圣经是回到前面约翰福音14章。
And then Jesus' ascension will record it back in chapter 14.
我们来看14章第一到第六节。
So let's look up chapter 14 from Verse 1 through verse
6. 我们来一同来读好吗？
And maybe we can all read together according to whatever Bible you have.
约翰福音14章第一到第六节。我们一起读。你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。我往哪里去，你们知道哪条路，你们也知道。多马说，对他说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道哪条路呢？好，我们就读到这到六节。耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，就没有人到父那里去。我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow as we pray.
亲爱的主，我们翻开你的话语要思想之先，我们祈求你加添我们的信心。
Dear Lord, as we unfold the words and ponder upon your message, may you strengthen us, our faith.
主啊，确实关于复活的应许不是用我们的思考去理解的。
As a matter of fact, concerning the promise of the resurrection is beyond our comprehension.
关于复活的应许是要用信心去支取的。
So for the promise of the resurrection, we need our faith to accept it.
所以主加添我们的信心。
For this reason, may you give us more faith.
当我们传讲你的话或者聆听你的话的时候
As we deliver your message or listen to your message,
愿你来帮助我们
May you help us all.
能够有信心去领受这样宝贵的信息
So that we can receive this precious message with faith.
愿这些信息成为我们平安的根据
May this message be the basis for our peace.
成为我们生活的力量
And become the strength of how we live.
愿你随听我们祷告
May you listen to your pleading.
奉耶稣基督的
圣名 We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
那刚才我讲到约翰福音十四章是讲到耶稣基督升天预备地方
So I just mentioned a minute ago that chapter 14Concerning the ascension of Jesus Christ.
那为什么圣经不根据那个次序来记载呢
The question is that why the Bible did not record according to the timeline.
我想是有个原因的。
And I believe there's a reason.
就是说在耶稣受苦被钉十字架的那个时候。
So actually, during the time when Jesus was crucified and resurrected.
可以想象那是个非常的失望的信心破灭的时刻。
So we can imagine this is a dark period of immense hopelessness.
当时门徒都四散了。
So at that moment, all the disciples scattered.
太害怕了。
Because they're frightened.
太失望了。
Because they are hopeless.
黑暗掌权。
And the darkness reign over them.
耶稣被抓。
And Jesus has been captured.
被鞭打。
And has been scourged.
被羞辱。
Has been
insulted. 被钉在十字架上。
Has been crucified on the cross.
完全看不见一点的希望。
So they do not see any ray of hope.
那个时候也没有答案。
At that moment, they do not have answer.
连耶稣都在十字架上问一个问题。
So when Jesus was on the cross, and he himself asked a question.
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
my God, why have you forsaken me?
在十字架上，耶稣好像完全的失败。
So on the cross, Jesus appeared to the people that he was totally failed.
所以有一段的时间。
So there's a period of time of darkness.
在当时门徒不知道的。
So the disciples knew not.
等到苦难来到的时候
Until the suffering
他们才不知道
And then they all of a sudden they came to the realization
就预备他们的心
Therefore Jesus prepared their heart
让他们有足够的力量
So that they have enough strength to sustain themselves
有一个清楚的盼望
So they have a clear understanding
来面对他们所要面对的那种苦难
In order to face the suffering they are going to endure
我觉得在我们人生里面
So I feel that in our lives,
同样是这样
and it's exactly the same way happened to us.
我不晓得大家怎么看你的人生。
So how do you view your life?
你知道明天吗？
Do you know tomorrow?
你知道将来如何？
Do you know the future? What happened to you?
没有人知道。
Nobody knows.
我不是说我们会遇到苦难，遇到什么样。
So I'm not saying that you must facing difficulties or calamities.
但人生就好像一片的，好像有一片的迷雾。在我们前面。
So as a matter of fact, our life is really like a very mysterious cloud and in front of us.
我们必须有一种信心去透视这些。
So we ought to have some kind of faith in order to see through this
cloud. 然后让我们有力量来面对这些。
And then we have the strength to sustain ourselves through this darkness.
使徒保罗是一个完全能够了解耶稣的心意。
And Apostle Paul knew the heart of Jesus.
因为他有一种透视的眼光。
Because he has a divine perception of the future.
他看到了那种永恒的生命。
And he saw through Jesus the eternal life.
就是耶稣所应许的。
That is a life that Jesus promised to his disciples, an eternal life.
然后在那个圣经里面就有这样记载。
And the Bible recorded in this way.
保罗这样说。
And then Apostle Paul said it this way.
那至亲至暂的苦楚。
And this temporary suffering.
比起那将来那极重极重无比永远的荣耀。
Comparing with those weighty glorious future, the glory in the future.
那今天的苦就算不得什么。
And then the today's suffering mean nothing.
保罗是为什么能够把今天的苦楚看得至轻至淡呢？
Now how could Paul consider his immediate suffering as a small thing?
因为他看到个永远极重无比的荣耀。
Because he see the a weighty and glorious and then an uncomparable glory.
同样的。
In the same way,
保罗好是他是天天冒死的来传福音。
Actually, Paul risked his life to spread the gospel.
他每天都好像面对死亡。
So every day he was facing death.
有一次呢，他传道的时候，甚至连用石头来，就是让他就被石头打死的感觉。
It was one incident that when he was preaching the gospel, people attempt to stone him to death.
事实上就他好像就是死了。
So, actually, in effect, he was dead at the moment.
然后人就把他拉到城外去。
And then the people dragged his body out of the city.
这个人的生死真是想你不知道的。
So, how, when to die, you really don't know.
但是保罗有一种信念。
But Paul has a kind of conviction.
他说死啊你的权势在哪里
He said, oh, death, what is your sting?
你的毒钩在哪里
And what is your power?
就好像对死亡一个挑战
It's just like to challenge the death.
我不怕你
I am not afraid of you.
为什么保罗能够这样勇敢
And why could Paul have this kind of courage?
因为他看到永远
Because he can see through the future.
他知道主耶稣为他受死
And he knew that Jesus died for him.
也为他复活。
And also resurrected for him.
这个永生的生命
So this eternal life is our glorious hope.
是非常重要。
And this is very important to us.
弟兄姐妹我很想我把这种的永生的盼望摆在大家面前。
So today, I would like to lay before you the hope of this eternal life.
这也是主耶稣在这里有这段圣经的一个很重要的目的。
And as a matter of fact, this is the very purpose that Jesus wanted to do with his disciples.
我们不单知道有复活。
Not only we know in our head that there's a resurrection.
而且我们真真正正的相信复活。
And we have to have a very strong conviction that the resurrection is real.
这里14章第一节。
So let's turn to chapter 14, verse 1.
耶稣对门徒说
So let the Jesus said to his disciples,
你们心里不要忧愁
Let not your heart be troubled.
弟兄姐妹你今天忧愁吗
Brother and sister, do you have a trouble that's troubling you today?
有时很矛盾的
So sometimes we are living in a very contradiction
不晓得为什么
a situation, we don't know why.
我们不是不相信复活
And it's not thatWe do not believe in resurrection.
我们相信复活。
And indeed, we believe.
但是也会忧愁。
And sometimes we do trouble ourselves.
好像这两件事情拉不上关系的。
So you can see there's a contradiction. We cannot relate the resurrection and our being in trouble together.
那耶稣希望他们不要忧愁。
And Jesus' wish is that they should not be troubled.
然后就下面就告诉他们一个可以不忧愁的原因。
Jesus continued to tell him the secret how not to be troubled.
那今天呢，我也希望能够透过这段信息，让大家不忧愁。
So it's my prayer for hope that through this passage, so that all of you will not be troubled.
我会尽我所能讲得清楚。
So I will try my best.
不过呢
to make myself clear.
你是否真的不忧愁很在乎你的信心如何
But whether you are troubled or not it really depends on your faith
我真的希望这个时候你默默的祷告
So I hope that you are praying silently for
yourself 求圣灵帮助你明白真理
And may the Holy Spirit to help you to enter into the truth
这里说你们心里不要忧愁
So Jesus said let your heart not be troubled
下面那一句
And thenLater on,
你们信神也当信我。
Believe in God, believe also in me.
这是一个很重要的一个邀请。
And this is a very immense, important, invitation.
耶稣说
Jesus said,
信我。
believe in me.
不是我啊，是耶稣啊。耶稣说信我。
Believe in me, Jesus.
很清楚的。
Very clearly, without ambiguity.
不是信某些人。
That is, you are not going to believe some other people.
虽然那些人不错。
Maybe they're good men.
我们今天领事的弟兄姐妹不错。
And then our choir leader.
做主席的也不错。
Very good.
翻译的也不错。
George is very good.
讲到的也不错。
And the translations
are very good. 不过我们都不是你相信的对象。
But those are not your object or belief.
我们最多是能够帮助你相信的那个人。
At the best, he's just a truth pointer, pointing to Jesus.
不是信人。
But he's not the object whom you believe.
有时候人会叫你失望。
And why we do not believe man? Because man will cause you disappointment.
我30年前呢就学到这个功课了。
And 30 years ago, I learned this important lesson.
当我开始脚伸的时候。
When I begin my organization, CCHC.
对于前路真是不晓得
怎么样。And then I was so, confused about my future.
那当然我信神。
Of course I believe in God.
但再说信神跟忧愁好像连不起来的。
And then I found out that believing in God and not to be worried and I could not make that connection.
当我忧愁，当我觉得很惧怕的时候
，So when I was worried and when I was frightened,
我想起有一位弟兄
，And then it brings to mind what a brother
他是一位医生
，And he was a doctor.
他曾经对我说
，And one time he had said to me,
老牧师不要怕，我支持你。
Pastor Low, don't be afraid, I support you.
这句话叫我很感动。
So this promise give me a very warm feeling.
那当我真的有需要的时候，我就写了封信。
So when I really in need, I wrote him a letter.
给他
，and send it to him.
请他来支持。
And ask him to support me.
但是呢，好像石沉大海。
But there's no reply.
我希望那封信是寄失掉了。
And I wish.
我不晓得是不是就是石沉大海。
In the mail.
那我那个时候就学到一个功课。
And then I learned a lesson.
不是说人不好。
No, I'm not saying this brother is not good.
我相信他跟我讲也是真心的。
And I believe what he said to me is real.
但总会有种种的原因
but
他没有办法实行他的诺言。
But for some reason, he could not fulfill his promise.
我不怪他。
And I'm not going to blame him.
不过我确实学到一个功课。
But I really indeed learned a lesson.
信主。
Believe in God.
单单的信主。
And believe in him only.
这是很重要的。
And this is very important.
我现在真是我的工作我的担子各方面确实是超过我的能力所能够承担。
So my ministry, my work is so heavy that beyond my ability to sustain.
有时候我真的不想每个月这样过真是不简单、啊。
So I said to myself, if I live every month by month in this way, and it's not easy.
每个月25万。
25万。Every month you have 250,000.
几十位同工要发薪水。
So all my co-workers depend on me to give him wages.
印报纸要付印刷费。
So we have to pay the publisher for
Con Edison, 你不能够不给的。
Newsletter.
Con Edison, 那个电费你不能够不给的。
And then the electric bill.
哎呀不简单啊。
And it's not easy, this financial burden.
不是一个月啊。
It's not just one month.
是每一个月。
But month after month.
大家有没有听过一句话？
Have you heard of this?
长贫难顾。
So if you are a constant poor people, it's very difficult for others.
假如我这段日子我要靠人的帮助的话，我真是很惨了。
If I rely on man's support, I will be a very terrible man.
感谢神，30年前我就学到了个功课。
But give thanks to God. 30 years ago, I learned this precious lesson. Believe in God.
单单的信主。
Believe him alone.
事情又变得很简单了。
So all this complexity reduced to simplicity.
是不是很简单了、
啊、So is it simple to you?
Just believe in God.
所以每天早上我就乖乖的去祷告咯。
So every morning when I wake up, the first thing I did is
把各样的事情交托。
Pray and hand all my burden lay down in the feet of Jesus.
每天每天每天。
And every day I draw energy from our Lord.
越不简单的事。
So all those seemingly complicated things,
越需要简单的信心。
And requires the simplest faith to handle it.
记得这句话。
Do you,
事情越复杂。
So if you are facing immense complexity,
问题越大。
If your problem is beyond your ability to handle, then you need the simplest
这是那么简单。
faith. This is very simple.
我希望大家学到一个功课。
So it's really my hope that you
learn, 你们信神,
listen, learn this lesson. You believe in God.
也当信我。
Also believe in our Lord Jesus.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
记得耶稣有一次在海上面走吗?
So do you remember the story, one incident that Jesus walked on the surface of the water?
门徒以为是鬼怪。
And then the disciple thought it is a spirit.
然后耶稣对他说,
And Jesus said to them,
是我。
It's me.
不要怕。
Fear not.
这个很重要的一句
话。This is very important.
这是第一个地方。
And this is the first thing you want to remember.
我希望大家学习一个简单的信心。
So I want you to learn a simple faith, a childlike
faith. 主耶稣邀请我们去相信。
Jesus invited us to believe in him.
第二个地方。
Secondly,
第二节。
It's in verse 2.
下面一句。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我去原是为你们预备地方去。
And then Jesus said, I go in order to prepare a place for you.
第二个地方注意的就是信主的预备。
So this place is a place that our Lord Jesus prepared specifically for those who believe in him.
我去是为你们预备。
I go in order to prepare a place for you.
预备是一种恩典的
So preparation is an expression of grace.
我们有没有会为我们孩子预备什么
？So have you prepared anything for your children?
一定会啦。
And I believe every parent would do.
我几十年前，三十几年前，我大儿子出生的时候，他还没有去。面试啊，我已经给他预备很多东西了。
So I remember more than 30 years ago when my eldest son, before he was born, I already prepared everything.
我每个人都是这样啊。
So I think every parent was just like that.
预备就是一种恩典的表现。
So, preparation is an expression of grace.
然后他们念书的时候。
So when my child,
我太太每次从拆了汤回来总是一抽两抽很多东西堆满了整个冰箱。
So my wife, every day when she came back from Chinatown, always carry a bag full of things and put it into the refrigerator.
所以两个孩子回家一回家打开冰箱就有东西吃了。
So my two sons, when they came home, all they do first thing is open the refrigerator.
这是预备。
That is the grace of preparation.
神是为乐于为我们预备的神。
And actually, God delighted to prepare everything which is good for us.
他预备救恩。
He prepared salvation for us.
当亚当夏娃犯罪之后。
So when our ancestor Adam and Eve sinned against God,
神为他们预备什么？
What did God prepare for them?
预备了一套情侣装啊，这个皮衣啊，皮衣。
So,And prepare a lover's skirt.
圣经这样说啊，神为他们预备皮衣。
The garment of sheepskin.
然后你看那些犯罪的人，神他们预备一个逃城。
So in the Old Testament, Old Testament, those who sin against the government, and God prepare a city of refuge for them.
那些被火蛇咬伤的人。
So for those who are bitten by those snake of fire,
那 神为他预备条铜蛇。
And the Lord for them prepare a bronze.
叫他们只要到外面仰望这条铜蛇。
So as long as they are going out and behold the serpent,
就得到医治。
They will live.
其实这种圣经很多的。
So this is only few out of many many examples from the scripture.
举几个例子而已。
I just point out one or two.
这里说他为我们预备地方。
So here Jesus said, "I go in order to prepare a place for you."
神要表达一个信息。
Because God wants to show us.
我为你预备。
I make preparation for you.
记得耶稣复活之后。
So after Jesus' resurrection.
他为门徒预备什么？
So what did Jesus prepare for his disciples?
记得吗？
Do you remember?
他们要打鱼去了，是不是？
You know, these disciples went back to the old job to go fishing.
耶稣为他们预备炭火烧的饼和鱼。
Jesus prepare a barbecue picnic for them.
Barbecue 啊，是说都弄好了。
So everything.It's ready for them to enjoy.
哎，有没有想象是怎么弄的 barbecue 啊？是不是上帝坐在那里？这样。
So when you thought of it, then our Lord is God and prepared a fire for us.
不过圣经就是这样说啊。
But this is what the Bible tells us.
他要讲些什么？
So what would Jesus say to them?
是不是就想啊，给你吃那么简单啊？
And then Jesus said, just.I feed you.
那个预备的观念很重要。
So the concept of preparation is very important.
弟兄姐妹有没有经历过神的为你预备东西呢？
So have you personally experienced God's preparation?
我不晓得有没有告诉过大家一件事情。
So I'm not sure I have told you this story.
假如讲过，我多讲一次。
But if I did, then you.
这个对我来说是很特别很奇异的经历。
A very wonderful thing to me.
我是1982年的时候成立角声。
So I established my present organization in 1982.
我们正式这个开始是1982年11月。
So actually it's in November 1982.
但是呢，在1981年的时候
，But the year before it，
我曾经写过封信给我太太。
I had written a letter to my wife。
不过这封信从来没有寄出过。
But this letter I had never mailed out。
是我二十几年之后
，It was
再看到的一封信。
After 20 years, I all of a sudden came across this letter。
在整理。旧的文件的时候看到这封信。
So as I arrange my office,
我觉得很有意思啊。
And the final is very interesting.
那封信是讲什么的呢？
So what did this letter say?
那封信是讲我有个感动。
So the letter mentioned that I am moved by the Holy Spirit.
我要离开那个侍奉主的教会了。
And I'm, at that time I was planning to leave the church.Which I ministered.
我把这个心意告诉师母。
And then I expressed my intention.
然后我在信上写了一段话。
And then right on the letter, I wrote a paragraph.
我说我们不要怕。
And then I said, do not be afraid.
因为神有应许。
Because our God is a God of promise.
我还引用了这个路德记的其中一段话。
And I actually quote from the book of Ruth.
路德去投靠波阿斯。
When Ruth tried to find help from Boaz.
然后波阿斯就吩咐他的仆人。
And then Boaz and bid his servant.
当路德来捡那个麦穗的时候。
So when Ruth came to the field,And pick up the leftover wheat.
你不要拦阻他。
And do not forbidden her to do so.
他要向你们要水的时候。
When she asked for water.
你们就给他。
Give them water.
所以我看我就把这段话写给我太太。
So I copy this passage on the letter.
我说不要怕。
For my wife.
上帝有应许。
Do not be afraid because our Lord has promised.
有恩典。
Has grace.
不过呢，我写完之后呢
，But after I written this letter，
我竟然没有给他。
And for some reason, I did not hand the letter
to my wife. 我也没有离开那个教会。
And then I still stay in that church.
因为我实在信心不够。
Because my faith was so small at that moment.
有时候真是很矛盾啊。
So sometimes we are in a state of contradiction.
有负担。
I have the burden.
知道要做什么。
And to do something new for God.
有应许。
And I knew in my head that there's a promise. And I have the calling from God.
但走不上。
But I cannot take the first step.
足足等了一年。
So I wait exactly 1 year.
也可以这样说，感谢上帝也等了我一年。
And I can say I give thanks to God because He waited for me.
事实上，当我离开这个教会的时候
，So actually when I at the process of leaving the church,
这封信的事情我都没有想起来。
So I at that moment totally forget what I have written.
等到二十几年之后，哎呀，原来写了封信。
So it was not until 20 years later I discovered this letter.
然后我就回想过去的那段时间。
And then it bring me in remembrance of what had happened.
我发觉所经过的日子就是这样经过的。
So I discovered that all the days that I pass is really like this.The days of relying.
以前我真的不晓得弟兄姐妹为什么这样爱我，这样恩待我。
And I really do not know why brothers and sisters and show favor to me and love me.
真的有很多弟兄姐妹都很爱我的。
So I know that there's so many brothers and sisters love me.
我今天还跟我太太说，我谈起一对夫妇。
And just today, I just said to my wife that
about 来的时候
when On my journey to this place and talk about a couple.
他提到这对夫妇。
And then my wife talked about this couple.
我说他们三十年来一直都没有停过支持角声的工作。
So we talk about that this couple for 30 years continuously, they have never stopped supporting our organization.
有时候真的就是上帝好像在安排做在呼唤一些人来支持给我们水给我们东西吃。
So, seemingly that God is under his unseen hand move so many people to support us, give us food, give us water.
这些你们当中都有啊你们都知道啊。
So I know many of you supporting us.
都不是我要叫你们这样做。
It's not I ask you to do so.
是你们的心意这样。
Because you're willing.To do so and you
我就想起这封信
So I remember this letter
我就想起这个应许
And then I remember the promise of God
是上帝的预备
It's the preparation of God
他在呼唤人来成就他的应许
So God called people to accomplish what he intended to accomplish
在去年年底
So at the end of last year
十月跟十二月
So between OctoberAnd December,
我分别收到两笔三十万的奉献。
And then I received two huge sum of money, $300,000.
同一个家庭寄来。
From one family.
等于六十万啊。
So it is $600,000.
六十万美金啊。
US dollar.
可以做多少的事啊。
There's a lot of things we can do with this money.
假如不是上帝的感动
，So if not, had it not been for God's motivation,
怎么可能的事情
？How could this be possible？
所以有些人真的是不晓得脚声怎么过的。
So sometimes just scratch their head and how can the pastor lose organization survive？
就是这样过的。
Let me tell you, it's very simple. God,
上帝的预备
，preparation。
我觉得我们需要去相信
，We need to believe。
他不单为我们预备救恩
，Not only our God prepared the salvation for us，
不单为我们预备生活跟工作所需
，Not only He prepared us for our livelihood and our job and our daily need，
这是圣经很多的应许
，And this just few of the promises recorded in the Bible，
不是件偶然的事
，And this is not an accident。
他说：“你们不要忧虑。
”So Jesus said， "Do not be troubled."
你看天上的飞鸟。
And can you see the birds in the sky?
神都供养他们。
And God even take care of them.
你看那个野地的花。
And you look at the lily in the field.
刚刚有 lily.
Just like here.
教材.
Very beautiful flowers.
神都供养, 都是照顾,
and God will take care of it.
何况是我们?
And not to mention about human being whom
神预备救恩,
God prepared the salvation for us.
神预备我们生活所需,
and God give us all our needs in
在这里,
our daily life.
神说, 我为你预备地方,
and here, Jesus said, I prepare a place for you.
他这个预备很好, 很重要,
so this preparation is very good and very important.
这里没有说你们要预备地方,
so God did not say, you have to prepare a place for yourself.
明白那个分别吗?
Do you know the difference?
假如耶稣说, 你们要预备地方,
and if Jesus give you an order, say, prepare yourself.
你们要为你的将来预备地方,
you have to prepare your future.
那有些有能力可以预备的,
so if you're rich, of course you can do it.
有些没有能力的,
but for those poor guys, how could they do it?
假如你叫今天那些大学生啊, 出来的时候, 要预备将来预备地方的话,
so today, if a college graduated and you ask them to prepare an apartment for themselves,
他会怎么对你说呢?
Do you know what would they talk to you?
他说废话,
so this
废话,
is nonsense.
怎么可能?
Nonsense, impossible.
一大堆的债那个学费要付啊,
so I
怎么预备?
Tuition loan to pay back. How can I buy a house?
很多时候我们应该, 但没有能力,
so many times we ought to do it, but we are not able to do it.
但感谢神,
but praise
他说,
be to God.
我去,
Jesus said,
为你们预备地方,
I go in order to prepare a place for you.
所以弟兄姐妹不用担心你将来怎么样,
so brother and sister, do not worry about your future.
将来神已经为你预备好地方,
because our God has already prepared the future for you.
有时候我觉得过复活节那个复活两个字啊, 有时候就是太大了这两个字。
So sometimes we celebrate Easter and we talk about resurrection in such a big word.
复活是什么呢?
So what is the resurrection?
我相信复活,
I believe in resurrection.
但是复活是什么呢?
But how does it relate to my daily life?
复活其中一个很具体的一件事,
but there's a one substantial thing about resurrection.
很具体的,
substantial.
就是他为我预备一个地方,
that is, our Lord Jesus prepare a place for us.
这个是第二个地方,
so this is second point.
信我,
believe me,
信我的预备,
Jesus, and then also believe that I prepare a place for you.
我们再来看 14章,
let's
第三节,
go to chapter 14 verse 3.
我若去为你们预备了地方,
and if I go and prepare a place for you,
就必再来,
I will come again,
接你们到我哪里去,
and receive you to myself.
弟兄姐妹,你觉得我刚才读了句话,
so this verse I just read to you,
最重要是哪个字呢?
So which one is a key word?
我再读一次啊, 请大家留心,
let me read,
看看那个字是最重要的,
and then you try to pay attention, see which one is the key word.
我若去为你们预备了地方,
and if I go and prepare a place for you,
就必再来,
and I will come again,
接你们到我那里去,
and receive you to myself.
那一个字最重要,
which one is more important?
啊? 接,
receive.
接是最重要了,
receive is very important.
就是说, 我说中文的那个翻译, 这个很好, 就是好像, 有人你去一个地方, 有人接你,
so in the Chinese translation, it gives you a connotation that when you go somewhere which you don't know, and then someone stand there and
你,
greet you.
你移民来美国的时候, 谁来接你?
So do you remember the first time when you set foot on this land, who was on the airport to receive you?
我记得我初来美国的时候,
so I remember when I first set my
我第一次离开纽约的时候,
so the first time I depart from New York City,
我是参加一个会议, 在 Los Angeles,
I was going to a conference in Los Angeles,
那是我第一次离开纽约,
and that was my first time,
我还记得,
departing from New York City,
去到 Los Angeles 的已经很晚了,
so I remember that when I arrived at Los Angeles, and 那个, it was very late of the day.
那时候对美国的地方还是很陌生,
and at that moment, at that time, I was very unfamiliar with US geography.
但是我坐飞机去到那边飞机场的时候
，So when I get out of the airport，
等了很久都没有人接我。
So I stand there, I find no one to greet me。
因为我应该是去那个会场那个大会，我也不晓得在哪里。
Because I supposed to go to a conference, but I do not know where to go。
连什么名字我都忘了。
And、even the name I forgot。
啊，那是很彷徨。
So I was in great consternation。
印象深刻。
So it impressed in my memory very deeply.
你去一个地方被接很重要。
So when you go to a place of stranger, having someone to receive you is very important.
你知道每一个 baby 出生的时候
，So do you know when every baby when they was born
都有人接的是吧
？And there's someone to receive the baby.
应该有人接啊。
So there must be someone, a doctor.Somebody to receive the baby.
假如没人接是很可怜的。
So if there no one receive the baby, it's a very
真的很可怜。那个 baby 要生出来没有人接是很可怜的。
The baby was about to face the world, but no one to greet him.
这个很宝贵的一个，你有没有想到，这是一个很宝贵的应许啊。
So being received is a very precious promise.
你知道有一天我们都要离开这个大千世界啊。
So one day.We have to leave this,
这个世界
this world.
是不是啊？我们都会离开的。
So we will this world.
你有没有想过谁来接你啊
？So have you thought about that?
没有人接是很可怜的。
If no one receive you, it's very miserable.
就像个 baby， 没有人接是很可怜的。
Very much like a baby come to this world and no one receive.
其实我们将来要去的一个地方，就好像一个 baby 来到世界一样。
So actually, the place we are going to go is just like a baby coming to this world.
你知道那个 baby 在母亲的肚子里面啊。
So when the baby was in the mother's womb,
他什么都不知道的。
So he doesn't know anything.
假如他明白你讲什么，假如啊。
If Just imagine the baby knew that no one to receive.
你告诉他那个世界啊，很大的。
If you tell the baby that this world
很多花朵的。
And there's a lot of flowers, there's a lot of activities.
有父母爱你的。
There's a parent, you have parents who love you.
他们不会懂的，不会懂。
They do not understand.
他根本没有这种观念。
Because they do not have this kind of concept.
他只知道那里是我们也不知道里面怎么样啊。
So,
的大概。
Actually, we don't know, we can imagine.
都不知道啊。
We don't know.
Baby 是完全不知道这个世界怎么样的。
They do not know the world outside the womb.
我们也不知道将来。
And we don't know what the future actually is.
老实说我们也不知道啊。
We don't know.
比我们想象难以想象的地方。
So all I know is something is too good to be imagined.
这个翻译很好。眼没有看过的。
And the place that we have
seen. 耳朵没有听过的。
And ear never heard.
心也没有想过的。
And your heart never pondered upon.
我们都不知道哪里。
We don't know.
但是最重要知道。
The most important thing is.
就是有人来接。
There's someone
是不是啊?
to receive us.Is that important?
我不晓得当今天有没有些没有信主的朋友。
So I don't know whether anyone among us who have not believed in Jesus, you have to make clear.
将来离开世界。
So one day we all have to leave this world.
我们有一个应许。
But for those who are in Christ have a promise.
耶稣说
Jesus said,
我必再来接你们到我那里。
I must come again and receive you.To my place.
他欢迎我们到他的住处。
He welcomes us to his dwelling.
那当门徒听到这些话的时候
，So when the disciples heard upon this,
就有多马就有反应了。
And then one of the disciples by the name of Thomas have some reaction.
我觉得多马是个非常好的门徒。
Oh, actually, I think Thomas is a very good disciple.
有反应的。
So he has response.
那当那么重要的话讲出来的时候
，So when Jesus utter such an important message, and then he respond,
因为耶稣对他说
，Because Jesus said to him,
这条路你知道
，And this road, this way you know.
那多马说，我怎么知道
？So Thomas said to Jesus, How do I know?
多马真的摸不着头脑。
So Thomas was perplexed.
耶稣说，你知道的。
Jesus said, Actually, you know.
但是托马说，我怎么知道
？But Thomas said, I don't know.
然后呢？耶稣就对他说
，Jesus make it clear to him.
第六节。
Verse 6.
耶稣说, 我就是道路, 真理,
and then Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life.
若不借着我, 没有人能到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father but through me.
多马真是问得很好。
Actually, Thomas asked a very good question.
他很认真地问了这个问题。
He was serious.
你接我?
You receive me.
但是那条路我都不懂。
But I don't know the way.
我怎么去呢?
Then how would I be on this road?
耶稣很清楚地对他说。
And Jesus clearly disclosed to him.
我就是那条道路。
I am that way.
我就是那条道路。
I am the way.
若不借着我, 没有人能够到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father but through me.
有人可能觉得这耶稣太霸道了。
So maybe someone said, Jesus was too strong-minded.
不是的。
No.
你知道一条路去一个地方, 最重要是清楚。
So you know, when you go from A to B, the most important thing is you have to clearly know where is the way. And Jesus clearly said to them,
接着我,
through me, then you are able to go to the Father.
我在哪里要接待?
Wherever I am, you will be there also.
为什么借着耶稣能够去到?
Why we can approach our Father through our Lord Jesus? Very simple.
他是复活的主。
Because he is the resurrected Lord.
只有他应许我们。
Only he promised us.
我去。
That I go in order to prepare a place for you.
这是很重要。
This is very important.
你有没有觉得圣经真是很清楚啊?
Is it clear to you, the Bible?
我去为你们预备地方。
I go, and then I prepare the place for you.
我若去为你们预备地方,
if I go and prepare the place for you,
就必再来,
and then I will come to you again,
接你们到我那里去,
and receive you to where I am.
越清楚的应许。
This is a very clear
越清楚的应许,
this is a very clear promise.
就是越大的挑战,
and the simpler the promise,
你没有中间的路的,
the larger the challenge. Because there's no middle.
因为讲得那么清楚,
because it's so clear.
你不必要一个很大的学问去领会这句话。
You don't have a learn a lot in order to perceive what Jesus said.
你也不需要去很多力去争取得到的。
And then you don't have to struggle and to strive to walk on this road.
你只需要个很简单的信心。
All you need is a very simple faith to receive the message.
其实我刚才讲的那段圣经对我来说是非常重要。
So this passage to me is very important.
因为有一段时间,
because there was a period of time,
我信主之后,
that is after I believe in our Lord Jesus, and after I became a Christian, so almost everything I'm willing to believe,
就是永生,
that is
eternal life.
So except eternal life, I cannot fully receive it in
my heart.
I don't know whether you have these difficulties or not.
我一段很长的时间,
there was a long period of time.
我都是很苦啊,
and I feel very miserable.
那就是好像圣经所说, 很忧愁啊,
and then I was really troubled in my heart.
不是不想信,
it's not that my heart,
还是信不进去,
because I cannot really buy in.
有没有这个经验啊?
You have this kind of experience?
那幸亏上帝的怜悯,
so because God's mercy,
也幸亏我没有放弃。
And then also because I really did not forsake my faith.
那段时间我还是每天读圣经。
And during that time of doubt, every day I read the Bible.
一章一章轮着去读。
And chapter after chapter.
啊,有一天,
and one day.
早上,
in the morning.
我就读到这段圣经。
And then I came across this passage.
一打开圣经,
and then I opened the Bible.
一读这句话,
and then I read this verse.
好像真的对我讲的,
and then I have a feeling that God personally
say this to me,
do not be troubled.
你们信神,
you believe in God, also believe in me.
我去原是为你们预备地方,
I go in order to prepare a place for you.
我若去为你们预备地方,
if I go to prepare a place for you,
就必再来,
I must come back
接你们到我来,
to receive you.
哎, 好像对, 真的,
so it really speaks into my heart.
我觉得神是自己来解开我的结啊。
So actually, God Himself and solve these difficulties.
还在那段时间，我还看到一段的文章。
And that period of time, I also read about a spiritual article.
我也觉得这是上帝为我预备。
And I believe it's God prepared that writer.
我相信都跟你们讲过这个见证。
So I'm not sure whether I give you this testimony or not.
都讲过了，应该。
Well, maybe,
对我来说是很重要的一段事。
But it's very important to myself.
我看遍什么书呢
？So what kind of book?
那本书就有一段是这样讲的。
So in the book there was a parable.
他说神把永恒放在我们心里。
So the author says God set eternity into our heart.
我们每个人都有一种永恒的观念的。
So do you have a sense of eternity in your heart? I think everybody has it.
他把永恒的观念放在我们里面。
So God set eternity in our heart.
他也一定为我们预备永恒的。
So as such, He must prepare a place of eternity for us.
什么是永恒的观念呢
？So what does it mean by the concept of eternity?
就是对死亡之后那个问题，就是永恒的观念。
That is, we find a clear answer after the death.
当你要祝福人。结婚的时候永远相爱，这个永远就是永恒的观念了。
So when you officiate a marriage, you give a blessing, so and saying that may your love last forever. When the word forever is really a concept of eternity.
当你年老的时候，你会叹息，夕阳无限好，只是近黄昏。这个叹息就是永恒的观念。
So when you're getting old, you will exclaim, "The sunset is so beautiful."But it's so short. This kind of sense of brevity is a reflection of eternity that God set in our heart.
当你想到死后往哪里去
，So when you think about where I'm going after my death,
那就是永恒的观念。
And this kind of thought is a reflection of eternity.
神把永恒的观念放在我们里面。
So when God set the eternity in our heart,
那本书讲怎么说呢？
So the book, the author of the book,
他说一定会为我们预备永恒。
Then God must prepare an eternity for us.
好像上帝为一个飞鸟创造了个翅膀。
And just like God create a bird with the wings.
那翅膀是会飞的。
So the wings is one purpose that is to fly.
那神一定为他预备一个广阔的天空的。
And then God must prepare an expand space.For the bird to fly.
神创造鱼可以在水里面游。
So when God create fish for them to swim in the water,
他一定为他预备一个广阔的海洋。
An ocean for them.
当我读到这些的时候，
我
真的感谢神。
So when I read about this, I give thanks to God.
他亲自的解开我的结。
So my God personally untied the knot that have in my mind.
所以呢，我对自己说
，Then I said to myself，
有一天当我将近要离开世界的时候
，So one day when I approach my last day of my life，
我都要好好读约翰福音十四章。
So I will read carefully the message recorded in John chapter 14。
这是宝贵的应许。
This is a very precious promise from God。
我希望弟兄姐妹都领受这个应许。
And may brother and sister receive this promise。From our resurrected Lord Jesus.
三点。
So three points I just mentioned.
信什么
？What? Who is the object of your belief? Lord Jesus.
信他预备。
Believe that He prepared something for us.
信他再来。
And also believe that our Lord Jesus will come again.
我们
到他那。To receive us to where He is.
这是复活节的最重要的信息。
This is a very important message.
今天都摆在大家面前了。
So I lay this message before your eyes.
我希望我们都有这个信心。
So I hope that all the brothers and sisters, friends, this kind of faith to receive.
这个无条件的恩典。
This unconditional grace.
无条件的。
It's unconditional.
你必须要简单的、真诚的接受。
You ought to receive it.With a simple faith.
不要错过。
Do not miss this opportunity.
不要错过这个。
Do not miss this moment.
低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣说，如果不是借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
Jesus clearly said, had it not been through him, no one can approach our Heavenly Father.
我希望你今天愿意这样祷告。
So I hope that you may pray this prayer.
说主耶稣，
saying, Lord Jesus,
我愿意，
I'm willing,
接着你，
through you,
去到，
to go to,
你为我所预备的地方，
a place that you have prepared for me.
我愿意，
I'm
相信你一切的预备。
I'm willing to believe your preparation.
我愿意，
I'm willing
相信你，
to believe in you.
我们低头祷告。
We pray this.
亲爱的主，感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give thanks to you.
怜悯了我们。
Show mercy to us.
你知道我们的信心不足。
You know that we are deficient in our faith.
你用各样的方法来引导我们。
And you use all kinds of means to guide us.
今天你也把你的应许放在我们的眼前。
And today you lay before our eyes your promise.
主，我们愿意来接受。
And Lord, we are willing to receive.
求你也接受我们。
May you receive us also.
垂听我们祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of our blessed Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.